With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Namibia's largest cybersecurity conference is currently underway in Windhoek, drawing over 2,000 delegates to drive collaboration and legislative progress in digital security. The International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition is the country's most comprehensive cybersecurity event to date. The Director of ITC and Development at the Information Ministry, Linda Aipinge.
As a ministry, we continue to lead from the front. Our cybersecurity awareness campaign is ongoing with weekly online awareness sessions open to the public and institutions. We also provide training to organizations upon request, and I encourage you all to attend, participate, and invite your networks. We have made significant progress on the cybercrime bill with drafting work now underway. It's almost completed in earnest. Admittedly, part of the delay has been due to a lack of expertise in the cyber law, a challenge we also encountered with the Data Protection Bill.
South Africa's International Relations and Cooperation Director General Zane Dango says the crime of genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and the crime of apartheid are not complex. They are unlawful. He addressed the Hague Group's emergency conference in Colombia.
The government of Israel, as the occupying power, must uphold its obligations under international law, protect and uphold the rights of Palestinians, refrain from excessive and lethal use of force, and guarantee unimpeded access to humanitarian assistance, including healthcare and other essential services in all of Palestine.
The Congolese army has accused the M23 rebels of attacking its positions in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo despite ongoing peace efforts in Qatar. Chris Ochamringa has more from Kinshasa.
Tensions between the Congolese army and the M23 rebels are rising in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The army spokesperson says the rebels attacked their positions in the territories of Kalehe, Masisi, and Kabare, violating a recent ceasefire. The rebels have also accused the government of killing four of their fighters and frustrating the ongoing peace talks in Qatar. There are fears that the latest clashes could unravel a peace agreement that the U.S. mediated late last month.
UK inflation has hit its highest rate since January of 2024. The headline rate reached 3.6% in the year to June, up from 3.4% in May. Business commentator Declan Curry says the Bank of England could still cut interest rates in August.
The Bank of England has already said it expects inflation to go even higher to almost 4% in the autumn before falling back. So many economists still expect that the bank will cut its official borrowing costs next month.
And finally, Namibia's under-19 girls and boys volleyball teams delivered strong performance at the Region 5 Youth Games, which ended in Windhoek on Sunday. The teams ranked well against top regional competitors during the tournament held from 4 to 14 July. Here's coach Aloysius Ishitile.
It was a great opportunity for the nation to participate. It's also one of the good platforms for development. Yeah, the team participated very well. We scored the silver medal at beach volleyball for male and the length 6 in the female. So in indoor, the male teams come at the fourth position and the female 7th positions.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.